I want to just congratulate Bucknell. I think they're a great team, and as alum, I'm just so proud of the way they represent our school, and they are so well coached, and I think in the end we just had a little bit bigger, better athletes. I think that's what it came down to. You know, there's a couple offensive rebounds, just a couple loose balls. That was about it. But they are a great team, and I'm proud of our guys because I think they beat a very, very good basketball team. And you know, we're not gonna get. I don't think any teams would execute that well and are that well coached. Close, but that's a good win for us.
Talk about your inside play in the second half. Was that a point of emphasis at halftime that you needed to do more inside?
You know what, Joe? It really wasn't emphasis. We wanted to be balanced, you know, and we just the way they play their matchup is so tough. You just have to read what you get, and it's hard for we're just not that good at that yet. But I thought we made some good plays in the second half. I thought Dante did. I thought Koss did, and that helped us. You know, it took some of the pressure off the perimeter.
What about defense? That seemed to be a point of emphasis in the second half. I mean, Add-on shooters
because
you weren't doing that the first
day. Yeah, and especially Griffin. You know, he was just outstanding. I mean, he hit some tough shots. You know, everything you do defensively is always as a team. But I thought Reggie Redding just did an incredible job chasing him around. We had Reggie chasing him, and when Pat took John out for maybe a minute or so, we tried to get Reggie out because we knew it was going to be tough to chase him. It's always a team effort, but I was really proud of Reggie's defensive effort tonight.
20 offensive rebounds at your end, 17 defensive rebounds on the Bucknell. How great is that?
Well, that's what I say. I think they're right now, and we've got a lot of work to do. I think they're a better team. I think they're better coached. They're more disciplined. I just think we had bigger, better athletes in the end, and I think that's where it showed a lot. We've got even that last free throw where we get the offensive rebound. I mean, we missed the free throw there. It was going to be three. And they were going to have a possession, and we know how well they shot 15 for 31 from three. So, get Dwayne Anderson going, getting that rebound was big time. I think that's what it came down to.
Why Reggie?
On John, because he's really improved, and I'm glad you asked me that, because it's something that you know, we've had some great defensive guards here, and Lowry and Foy and Ray and Mike Nardi, and we need that. We need guys to take pride in that. Those guys always took pride in that, and Reggie is starting to do that, and I'm really happy for him tonight. I'm happy for our team because we need that. And I thought he defended an outstanding college guard.
Reggie, what did you do, especially in the second half? Anything differently in the second half than in the first half?
Not necessarily. I think in the second half, it was more of the team. As a team, we did a better job at shutting them down, helping off screens. Because in the first half, we wasn't getting out on them off screens. But in the second half, we did a better job helping on screens. And I think in the second, we just picked it up.
How familiar are you with, obviously, you playing with John in high school? How strange was that for you to go and play
someone like that? It was weird. Last night, I actually saw him in our hotel. We stayed in the same hotel. And we talked for about half an hour. And he was saying that this was our first time actually playing against each other. And our last time, because he's a senior, and we just wanted to, it was fun. We were good friends. We talked all the time. I mean, it was a good challenge. He's a good player. I knew he was going to come out and try to make his mark, but we just tried to shut him down as a team.
And I got to think you're fairly familiar with how he can shoot the ball.
Yeah. He carried us in high school.
Coach, you haven't followed Bucknell for as long as you have. Have they shaken off that sort of underdog tag that they've had in the last couple of years at this point? Are they sort of established?
Yeah, I don't think I think so. I don't think anybody here is surprised. You know, I don't think anybody, if they saw the halftime score, would be surprised. They do it to everybody. You know, they're just that good. Pat and I talk. John Griffin, as a leader, forget he's a talented player, but as a leader on a college basketball team, I mean, we've had the Mike Nardis and we've had the Randy Foy. That's what's made us good, is guys that would take the will of the team on their back, and John Griffith's doing that with this team. He's the only senior on his team, and he's an impressive kid, man. He was, you know, I mean, we had to do everything we could to stop him. We just feared him touching the ball, and it wasn't just shooting. He had, I don't know how many assists they had him for, but he made some big-time plays when he got his hands on the ball with assists. So they're getting very good players, and I really think, I don't want to seem corny about this, but you watch that team play. I think Pat Flannery is one of the best coaches in the country. You look where he is, and he's beaten all the top teams, and we had everything that we could handle tonight.
Shane, for you guys, as you kind of go through the growth sports here, how important is it to get a win like this? You're down 8, you're down 8, you have to kind of fight back and really get the lead to play in the second half. How important is it for you guys' confidence?
I think it's real good, actually. They're, like Coach Rice said, they're a very good coach team, and they play to the end, and a team like us just, you know, getting a feel for each other, I think it was a good win for us.
What, the last game of 2-for-1, 3 games here?
Hell no. Both of us said before the game, we hugged before the game, I said to him, I go, this is it. And he said, I know. I don't know. Some people like that, you know. He and I don't really like it. It's I'm going to have all the Bucknell boys back in my house after the game, and I don't like it. I don't think he likes it. We're both very, very competitive. When we practiced against each other, we were competitive, and he is one of the most competitive guys I know. It's not really enjoyable for us. It's good for the schools, though. So I hope we don't have to do this again.
Jay, Dwayne Anderson had a big rebound.
He did, man.
Are we going to see more and more of Dwayne?
Dwayne's one of those guys that we can, kind of like a utility guy in baseball, we would put him in at any time, anywhere, any position. He's just so smart and so experienced and so committed to being a Villanova basketball player. I was really proud of him tonight. We talked about that last night as a team, how important he is to our team. It's great for him to do that today.